We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Bart Winkler. This is the Bart Winkler Show, taping live on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream. My light's a little weird and my camera's a little weird, so my face is not really this red as it looks like on the camera. I think I want to adjust that. I don't like it. Giannis with 64 points. That's the story. Bucks get the revenge win over the Pacers. The revenge because the Pacers in the in-season tournament obviously knocked the Bucks out of that. And then the Pacers, I think, started to feel themselves a little bit. Tyrese Haliburton was certainly excited. He had about 2,000 people from Oshkosh come down. We'll do this. Had about 2,000 people from Oshkosh come down. So people were really eager to see him and his ascending star, and what you had then instead was a career night for Giannis. And it was interesting with Giannis because I knew he was going to get 30. And then I was saying to my buddies, you know, he might actually get 40. And then I was saying, you know, could he possibly get a career high 56? And then when he went out at 58, I still think he's going to get 64. Obviously I'm making fun of LeBron, but big night again for Giannis Antetokounmpo, an amazing night for the Bucks, and an amazing night for really Giannis. This was an interesting game because the Bucks did seemingly have control throughout most of it. There was a play that I made sure to make note of when the when Middleton was taking the ball with like 4 seconds left at the end of half and he turned it over and then Buddy Hield knocked one down and I thought that's going to be the play that people are mad about, Middleton and the Bucks and Giannis. And then you had Bobby Portis get ejected. Bobby ready to fight for his life and for Giannis's honor once Naismith kind of, you know, it was a weird chokehold. It wasn't so much a Draymond chokehold, but it was a weird kind of chokehold. And sure, he should have got a technical foul there. He did get ejected. The second technical, I'm not really sure what he said. He was talking to a Pacer. He wasn't talking to the ref. So I know that the refs have been kind of quick with the whistle all season. We saw a game where Giannis was ejected pretty early. This year we saw Jokic get ejected in Chicago on Serbian Heritage Night on Tuesday. So pretty insane what went down there. I guess Giannis is upset. I don't know what's going on. I'm missing what's happening on Bally. Jim Ozarski says Giannis and Thanasis just emerged from the tunnel that leads to the Pacers locker room. Giannis was hot talking to Tyrese Haliburton when he came back out. Okay, this is bullshit. Will this game end? Honestly, will this game end? First of all, this game took 3 hours. And then I went to set up my live stream when Giannis got subbed out. And I look and it's like a 10-point game. Jake, do you have the TV on or no? Hot take, Jake.
Yeah, what's up? So this is what I just heard, is that apparently Carlisle is pissed about Giannis running up the score, and he took the game ball so Giannis couldn't have it and ran into the tunnel. That's what I just read I think on Bally they said they thought maybe an assistant coach did it, but somebody on Twitter says it was Rick Carlisle. And if that's true, all-time bitch move right there.
What are they gonna? What's he gonna do with the ball? Was he gonna go deflate it real quick?
I don't know. Maybe, or maybe try to give him another ball just to be like, haha, you know. I don't know. But either way, what a bitch ass move.
I mean, this God, why won't this game just end?
You know, I think Indiana got a little bit high on themselves after that whatever tournament thing, and they're still riding that a little bit. But it was nice to see them get a little bit humbled tonight.
Well, okay, so first of all, Giannis got booed, or not, Giannis got taken from the game. He got taken out when he scored 58. Right. And I think a lot of people, the first tweet I saw was, oh my God, I turned it off. He had 60 some. And then the Pacers were down 20 and they tried to come back. They forced Giannis back in there.
Yeah, I don't understand.
So what are they mad at? What are they mad about?
Did they expect the Bucks to just let them come back and win? Like, oh, sorry, we took our starters out. Nothing we can do.
You're just because Rick Carlisle took his starters out with 5 minutes to go in a 20-point game, which Marcus Johnson, I think, was accurate by saying, you know, you can just kind of feel like the Bucks aren't getting rid of this one. They're not letting it go. But my God, he quit with 5 minutes to go.
Yeah.
He didn't even take out like Halliburton and put in like the McConnells. He went straight to Jordan Nwora.
I was going to say that's the human like white flag right there is Jordan Nwora. If he gets into an NBA game, it is over.
What is happening? This is why I need to quit doing the show in my basement where I don't have a TV.
You don't have a TV in your basement?
I actually have two TVs in my basement. One is over there. Yeah, let's see the tour. Oh, shit.
Can we get a full tour? Broken too.
One's across there.
I see. Okay, so...
And one's way in the corner over there.
It's better than my basement. You just got to put a little R&R into it, and it'll be a nice man cave.
Yeah, here's my basement.
The basement boys are back, baby.
Oh, geez. Can you still hear me?
Oh, yeah. You sound great.
All right, Giannis is talking. Obviously, Giannis is a very, very good team. Was this before the action, though?
Season tournament too. They played really fast, and it was a challenge for the team. I'm happy that we're able to go out there, play good basketball, defend good, make it as tough for them as possible.
I need somebody in the comments to give me a full recap of what occurred. Like, write me a paper almost.
It's been a long journey, you know.
What I saw was that Halliburton and Middleton were having words, and Dame got involved, and it looked like it started a little bit heated and then it calmed down. But then as they showed those guys talking, all of a sudden it cut to a shot of Giannis, who was sprinting towards the tunnel with like three guys ripping his jersey, trying to stop him. He got away and made it into the tunnel. Bunch of guys trailed after him. So yeah, he was heated. He was pissed.
Well, obviously. So the game in Vegas was chippy between the two teams, and there was a high stakes game. And this is why the playoffs are so great, is because you play the same team over and over and over, and the, you know, intent.
Oh, I lost him.
All my shit is broken.
I can see that. I lost you for a second there, pal.
Yeah, I'm about to lose it.
All of a sudden, your skin tone went down a few octaves, too. That was weird.
I know. I think I can sell.
Somehow you got whiter, Bart.
Nothing will work. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah.
Yeah, all my shit is broken. It's time to buy new equipment.
Yeah, the video quality reminds me of like somebody that's been abducted by terrorists being forced to like put out a video denouncing their faith, and like that's what it reminds me of.
I think Craig Council made a good decision.
Oh, there just needs to be two guys standing behind you with guns.
I'm glad he left. I won't say the rest. Say the rest. go Cubs, go.
You committed to the bit. I like it.
We shouldn't joke about that kind of stuff.
No, but it was funny. You know what? No, we should, because comedy has to be offensive or it's not funny. I don't care what anybody says.
It's Ed Sheeran night anyway. So totally. Pacers took the ball. Look, I think a lot of this started. I got my phone soaked. No good joke goes unpunished.
It's true.
Or bad
just
ones.
Wait, either. Now you're going to have to make an apology video, Bart, like a real one. Otherwise, you're going to get canceled.
Okay, so a lot of this started, too, with the altercation between Halliburton and Giannis early on in the game. And looking at the other replays, there was a play under the basket where Halliburton totally fell and dove. But there was a play where Giannis was, like, turning to the ball. But I think he gave
He gave it to him, and he deserved a T for that. Absolutely.
Yeah, all right. So we agree on that. I think he gave him kind of an elbow there. And that, I think, set Halliburton off, because I think, like, with the Pacers, and this is the in-season tournament is the cause of tonight. The in-season tournament is the cause of tonight, because it is it's intensified the Pacers. It intensified, like, where they feel about themselves in a good way. I have no problem with that. But this kind of scuffle doesn't happen without last week, which was an additional game or a non-scheduled game. So this Bucks-Pacers thing is created from the in-season tournament. And it's interesting because that tournament put a big star on the Pacers. Remember, they were so excited to have a game on TNT, you know?
Doris Burke thought the Pacers were like the second coming. I mean, she was all in on the Pacers. But I'll give, you know what, I'll give the NBA credit. I was not a fan, or I guess not sold on the in-season tournament. It certainly needs a lot of tweaking, but I think it was definitely a success. And a game like tonight kind of proves that out. Like, it's interesting that they got to play each other so close after that game on Saturday. Because, yeah, you made a great point that without that, I don't think the shenanigans happened tonight. I don't think, I was just going to say that maybe Bobby Portis doesn't get ejected, but I take that back, because if anybody comes at Giannis that way, Bobby's going to do his thing. And for idiots that want him traded, sit down.
Well, you can't say idiots that, no, you can't do that. You can't say idiots are people that want Bobby traded and then want Middleton traded.
I mean, here's the thing. What kind of value are you going to get in a Bobby Portis trade versus the value you could potentially get in a Middleton trade?
If people Who's going to give up anything for Middleton? Middleton's like only valuable here.
Is he valuable right now? Is he valuable?
To us.
Are you sure?
I don't know. What was his stat line tonight? He looked good.
He looks like a Jag to me, but, you know.
A we'll Jag?
See. Yeah. Just a guy.
A just awesome guy?
Just amazing guy. Just an amazing I don't know. Guy. Huh? I've been told I have to wait on Middleton, and once his minutes are up, he'll be back to his old self. I don't know. Isn't he up to that 30-minute mark now-ish?
How long have I been doing this show? You think I would figure out my equipment by now?
Yeah, it's all right.
I'm actually really pissed about this.
The older you get, your equipment does weird things to you. Like last night, well. Yeah.
At least I still take this equipment out of the box.
Hey.
All right.
Okay. Nothing a little red wine can't fix, my friend.
Let me read some comments.
Yeah, yeah.
With what's going on. First of all, thanks for being here, Jake.
Of course.
First of all. My buddy sent a text. I don't know if he watched the game or not. 64 for Giannis, and we win by only 14. What the fuck? That's like the complete wrong way to look at this.
Well, no, because if Giannis scores that much, it has to be a close game. Because if it's not, he wouldn't score that much. You know what I mean? Like, it's a dual-edged sword.
Yeah, I gotta figure out what's going on there. All right, I got boots on the ground, I believe.
Oh.
This is from Tim, who is in a Santa suit with his elf, and the minute I bring him on, he has disappeared.
Oh, we need that bog update.
The contributions have just been phenomenal as of late.
It might not be your night.
People like join and then don't want to talk. There's somebody in here as Cutlets. Are you somebody? Cutlets, do you want to talk?
Oh, is my camera not working?
Is this Tack?
Yeah, it's
Tack. Hey, yeah, turn your camera on.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
This is the worst. You know what? Dan Shaney, this was a poor investment for you because none of the shit's working. I apologize.
Yeah, see if you can get old Shaney on the horn. Give me some upgrades.
Dan Shaney, please buy me new equipment for your stream.
Do you need like a new camera? I have a few nice cameras. I can send you one, Bart, if you'd like.
By the way, Dan Shaney, killing it with his new website that happened over the last year for all your insurance needs, home, auto, and otherwise. And work. I'll buy something. Well, no, like this camera's all fucked up.
I have a nice Logitech 4K camera. I can provide to you.
Even a guy like Tack, you have upgraded from just talking to you. Put on a headset. You're like,
oh, I'm wearing headphones all the time because my main TV is like right under our bedroom, and my wife is like, turn that shit down, and I'm like, I want to listen to the sporting event loud.
You got to get her on the show.
No, absolutely not.
No, my wife's never been on the show.
My wife's sitting next to me, shaking her head at me. I'm going to put her on.
Yeah, are you in Dune?
Hi, Mrs. Hot Take.
She loves when I do that.
Yep, talk to your boyfriends.
all right, here's some comments. Jake R. says, good win. Our bench, though, woof. Again, the Pacers can't be mad about this ball situation because they made it a game once Giannis got taken out. Taylor, absolutely no bitching tolerated about this win tonight. Congrats, Giannis. Jalen says, great game by Giannis, but man, Dame looks bored and like he doesn't want to be playing for us, LOL. Giannis literally carries this team and that shouldn't be.
I'm glad someone else brought it up because I'm not liking what I'm seeing from Dame right now, body language wise. And like,
what do you want? The guy's in a new town. He's going through a big D. He promised some kids at Kohl's that he'd score 30 and then he didn't.
My biggest issue is that.
You guys see that?
No.
Wait, what?
He promised some kids at Kohl's that he would score 30.
Oh, no.
And they all died. He got asked about it. And then he was kind of like, oh shit, now I got to do this.
Y'all just did y'all's interviews, and before we do some shopping, I just want to let y'all know, you just asked me about the game tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to have y'all come to the game tomorrow and watch pregame and watch the game. So y'all going to get a good game from us tomorrow. We got to get our lick back, so y'all enjoy the game. So when y'all... I got you. Y'all gonna see. I got you.
All right, it's gonna be a 30 ball. I got you.
You never. What? I didn't hear the comment about 30. Did I just not listen?
A kid said you're gonna get us a 30 ball, and Dame said I got you. Dame at 21 points.
I mean, hey, Scott, make our dreams come true. That was his Scott's Tots moment. Right
there. Hold on, I think we got Santa Timmy now.
Yeah,
and his elf. You were at the game.
We were at the game.
You got to see history. What was it like?
It was so cool. My throat hurts, though.
That was her first game.
Ever?
Yep.
Well, gee, get back to the next game.
I'll try.
keep taking her. You got to go Saturday night against the Pistons. If Giannis had 64, I mean, he's going to go for 70 on Saturday.
Yeah, it was good to see him playing some defense and Middleton getting a little hot here and there. It was a fun game.
The other team tried to steal the play ball.
Did you see that happen?
Yeah, did you guys hear about that?
We, like, kind of heard about it. Bally Sports had no idea what was going on.
Well, we were sitting there, and, like, they were, you know, congratulating everything off the game, and then Giannis just, like, took off toward the other locker room, and then everybody followed, and, like, we were kind of confused. And then somebody on the way out said that, like, Indiana stole the game ball.
But they were horrible. They took Bobby out for, that made me mad.
Oh, you like Bobby?
She's a big Bobby fan.
The big eyes?
Yep. All right, I got to get her home. Go Bucks. We're happy to be there for history. Is that hot take up there?
Say hello.
Hot take Jake and Tag are here, yeah.
Yeah, we're buddies. What's up, hot take?
What's going on? I said, yeah, Jack, Addy, and Ariel say hello.
Excellent. Hi, Jack.
We'll see you on the playground, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Bye.
See ya. All right, look at that.
So going off that little clip we had there, Bobby is clearly a dude, and if we consider shipping him or anything, that would not be good for the team. Like, he will be a Buck this year, or if we want to be successful, he will be a Buck this year, I think.
I really don't think they're trading anybody. Everybody's doing these fantastical, whimsical trades where all of a sudden we want, like, Balder, Grayson Allen, Alex Caruso.
I mean, I heard Paul bring up my trade idea on the show this morning, and you know sold him, so, you know.
Well, about Middleton?
Yeah.
What are we going to get for Middleton?
I said, you know, you want to be realistic and you want to get more defensive-minded. My trade was Middleton and Beauchamp for Marcus Smart and Brandon Clark from Memphis. Then you
all
got
right, I have this tweet. There's some video. The Dunk Central has it. It's like one of these NBA accounts. It's a 5-second video. One of the Pacers assistant coaches, like, tiptoes up to the ref to take the ball. So the game's over. Giannis and everybody else is going onto the court. And the ref gives the ball to the first person he sees. And it's this Pacers coach who literally is standing on the baseline or by the checkout. And as soon as he sees an opening between Giannis and Thanasis, he tiptoes like an elf. Got Christmas on the brain and takes the ball and then goes in that. Then they must have gone into the tunnel.
Wow.
So again, Pacers feeling themselves after the in-season tournament, Halliburton, all these guys getting more attention than they've ever gotten. Bucks out for revenge, kicked the shit out of them. And then, Giannis goes out after they were getting him. Okay, they're getting him the record. Big fucking deal. What do you want this to be? And again, I'm pro running up the score. I'm pro. Your whole life is dedicated to practice and routine and sacrifice. And how many NBA games do you get if you're lucky? And then to play at this level like Giannis. And he's supposed to come out at the 5-minute mark because Carlisle gave up with 5 minutes to go. He's just supposed to give up? Fuck that. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. The sportsmanship, that's bullshit. Sportsmanship is bullshit.
I mean, I agree with, like, if the game is over, taking your players out. But, like, the Pacers were coming back with their second
and then when they took Giannis out, the Pacers legitimately came back close enough where the Bucks had to put guys back in.
Yeah.
Are you mad they put him back in? I mean, what are you mad about?
You can't be mad they put Giannis back in because they put three other starters back in too. It's not like they were just, like, feeding Giannis and, like, making Giannis score points. Like, they put in their starting lineup.
Well, I hope that assistant coach is ready for the smoke, because to me, if you're going to tiptoe in, like, clearly you are, like, out to do something. And I don't know. If I was, like, in my younger days and, you know, you're out and you're out in the court and somebody comes up and steals your ball and runs away, you better be ready for what happens next.
I think it's funny that this all happens because of the in-season tournament. Like, if there was no in-season tournament, this rivalry doesn't start to emerge. Some other comments I want to read here real quickly. Bart says, don't forget about the hemp promo. Oh, that's right. 25% off happyplacehemp.com. Happy Place Hemp, 25% off each and every order, whether it's the gummies or the balm or the tinctures or whatever you need. I was very tired last night and I woke up very groggy. It's amazing. Like when I go to bed with alcohol induced, I wake up and I'm very functioning. And then the nights I actually don't drink, I get a bad night of sleep.
No, Bart, there's a word for that.
Well, I'm fixing it. And that's why tonight, no drinks, but I will have a gummy to help me sleep because I did take a much needed nap today. HappyPlaceHemp.com promo code is Bart. 25% off each and every order.
Yeah, Matty.
Matt in the Falls. Jake, Matt, Tack. What's up, Matt?
What did I just miss? I missed Jake said something like there's a word for that, and I think I know what we were talking about, but I missed it.
Super fun guy.
No,
I'm a funaholic.
You had to like no, but what preceded that? Like you
He puts the fun in functioning.
Oh, just that I sleep better on nights where I have a couple of drinks.
Oh, that's kind of tame.
That's not why we're here.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Where do I even begin?
Oh, I got some video, I guess, of Giannis being mad. So,
Adrian Griffin has another thing I wanted to say.
Huh?
Adrian, if you look at this press conference, Adrian Griffin has Bobby Portis eyes.
Is he standing up for this whole situation or like talking shit? Because he should be.
All right, here's Giannis.
Yes. Yeah, we all saw that.
I didn't.
Everyone else did. Yep, yep. There it is.
So I wonder now, like, I we got to follow what's happening with this game ball because do they eventually give it back, okay? Or do the Pacers take in their locker room and, like, fucking pop it or some shit?
Grab a scissors.
Yeah, they're going to stab it.
Wouldn't that be fucking nuts?
I think they're going to take it and then replace it with a different ball, and then it can be, like, their inside joke, like, ha-ha, we got that motherfucker's ball.
I kind of hope they did stab it. That would be sick.
Why?
Yeah,
because that would just take like Bucks Pacers, which the one meaningful series they ever had was in the 99 playoffs, and all of a sudden that would make this like a legit rivalry. We need these central rivalries to mean something again.
The Bulls battle in the 2023 in season tournament.
Well, besides that,
if that doesn't start a rivalry.
I mean, that absolutely played into tonight's game, you know, no doubt. Also, if Giannis had the ball that was stabbed, if he got that stabbed ball back.
Hey, you don't pull on Superman's cape, and that's what they're doing right now.
Yeah, you don't spin into the wind.
What is it, Bart? You don't pee on the back of someone's leg.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Oh, there you go.
Didn't somebody say it was piss on their back? I was like, oh, learned something that
That's
night
what
about.
Bart said something wrong. Bart said either back or leg, and then everyone else
came Bart
in
said
it right,
it
was the
and then
opposite.
Someone else said back. Like, someone
Ooh.
Else said back.
I think it was the other way around.
I think the more time we spend on this, though, the better.
For sure.
Okay.
Jalen says somehow this will be about the ball being taken on the sports talks tomorrow and not Giannis and his domination. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to host CBS Sports Radio on Thursday evening. And me just saying, like, hey, Giannis scored 64 points. I mean, it's like, okay, Bart, stop talking about the Bucks. Who's clanging silverware?
Is someone playing with nunchucks in the background? What is going on?
I'm in the kitchen.
It's not your daughter this time, that's for
I'm
sure.
In the kitchen. You can't tell that I'm not in the basement. This is not the basement.
Great. Tell everybody what the exact inside of our house looks like.
What?
Put her on.
Weird thing to say.
That's what we're doing tonight. It's the theme.
Nope. Sorry, what, Jake? I was talking to her.
The theme of tonight is we're getting the wives on. My wife's eating a banana over my shoulder there.
Yeah, I can see her.
She's really happy.
I can see the banana more than I can see your wife.
Yeah, move back over the other side of the couch.
This is good radio.
This is phenomenal.
Yeah, if you're listening to the audio, this is one you should probably just have watched the video. This is a video one.
Yeah, it's not even
because on the video on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, you can see Matt's ceiling. Hey, I showed off my basement.
Grant,
see what I'm sitting by? See what I'm sitting by? God damn it!
Oh, here we go again.
Oh,
the record show that Bart is now gone.
This is like my grandfather hosting a podcast.
Yeah, Bart, I'm gonna send you a camera.
I can buy a camera.
No, I have a really nice webcam.
Do you guys ever FaceTime with like a grandparent or like an old uncle? They always hold the FaceTime like this. Hi, Bart. You just see
Bart,
that.
My grandparents are dead. That was so insensitive.
Fuck, are any of your relatives fucking alive? Jesus.
Whose grandparents are alive? Ben Bart's
well,
gone again.
Just three of us. I don't know if this makes the show, but
four of us.
I have one grandparent living. I talked to her.
You do?
Yeah, one.
And you're almost 40.
I know.
Hey, I want to shout out Marcus Johnson tonight because he contributed to the rivalry by calling Halliburton a wannabe superstar on the air, which I laughed at.
Who said that?
Marcus Johnson.
Oh, wow.
Was Marcus Johnson okay? I feel like he wasn't at his normal voice. I don't know. Something seemed off.
Sipping a little of that honey.
Yeah, I thought Jim Paschke kind of sounded like a woman tonight, too.
Marcus, he sounded like a really disappointed dad at the end, too, when Giannis ran into the tunnel. He's like, no, don't do this. Don't make this about, come on now. Like, he was not happy. Now Bart's going to
talk says, M. Shark says, I love Chris, but his trade value is at an all-time low right now.
Stop talking about trading anyone, especially Chris and Bobby.
I agree. Why? It's like, why do we have such a fetish to trade anybody?
Because Jake wants to stir the pot.
No, it's that contract's an issue already, and it's going to become a bigger issue.
Who cares?
Can we just focus on this season?
Well, no one's going to take on that contract. Like, it's. No
the longer
one
you wait,
that.
The less likely. The longer you wait, the less likely it is you get anything of value.
Jalen says thoughts on Smart. Get him revenge against Boston. This isn't 2K. We're not just making. This isn't like fantasy. You make trades every week because you're bored. Like
I'm not saying Memphis would do that trade that I proposed, but I am saying unequivocally the Bucks are a better team if they make that trade.
What did you propose?
Middleton and Beauchamp for Smart and Brandon Clark.
They're not going to do that.
Well, no, it's not a rumor or anything. It was just an idea. And if anybody
tells
you that they're not a better team, they're wrong.
GM Jake over here. It will just never happen.
I'm not. Oh my God.
Has Marcus Smart scored 40 in an NBA Finals game?
I don't care. I don't need Marcus Smart's offense. Chris Middleton is a liability on defense, and his offensive game. And explosiveness has gone down so much where that no longer makes up the difference.
He's still silky smooth.
He is a treadmill on defense.
I will say, there was an offensive possession where he tried to put a move on a dude.
Oh God!
And the defender didn't even move. He didn't even
Middleton
flinch. Yes.
I thought you brought this up earlier with that play at the end of the half where there were 4 seconds left. Jeez. And he was going to bring it up the court and he just got pickpocketed. No.
It was the second half, though. He put on a move like he was trying to shake and bake some dude. And the defender did not shift. Didn't move.
Well, you know, have you ever had like a recurring nightmare where you're
falling? He wasn't paying attention.
Or you have a recurring nightmare where you're being chased? My recurring nightmare is that I'm Chris Middleton and I'm dribbling a basketball up the court and somebody applies light pressure to me. And then I wake up in a cold sweat.
And you're in quicksand, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Jim Ozarski tweeting the Bucks head coach.
Sorry, what's the tweet? Tweeting what? What's that?
You know what? I saw a tweet today that if you call it X, you're admitting where you were on January 6th.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the tweet I saw today. I was going to send it to you, but I know you're
admitting
weren't there.
Where you were.
Yeah.
Blur out Matt's face.
Because if you call it the thinking is if you call it X, you're in the tank for Elon. That's what the thinking is. And nobody's more anti-Elon than Matt.
Right. That's
But also, I've never met anyone so strict about calling it X than Matt.
Because, okay, the reason that I'm so strict about calling it X is that one of the funniest things that he's done is change the name because it's one of the most recognizable brands in the world. And that was a big part of what he bought for $44 billion. And he completely destroyed it and destroyed a large part of the value of the business.
There's
the brand, the Bluebird, the words, tweet, Twitter, they're all gone.
Yeah. So you're saying it's nothing. An own to so call
he,
it X.
He, it, I love it and I love calling it X
that
because it represents his failure as a businessman because he's an idiot.
I like it. I might be on the X on board with Matt here. It's X now.
Yeah, see?
I'm going to send out
the really that was the that was the X I saw. Anyway, I'm reading an X from Jim Ozarski that Adrian Griffin said he kept the starters in the game because there was too much time left. He pointed out how the Pacers cut the lead to 10. So, and I agree. Like, just because Carlisle took – what is that noise now?
Water bottle.
Why is everybody's microphone, like, dialed up to 100? And mine like barely works.
Don't know.
My shit works.
I'm on the iPad, so
Bart, just get someone else to start stream next time.
All right. I have a couple of other things here. Worldwide Wob says that the guy who took the ball is wearing a Bucks quarter zip.
Wait. So you're saying they sent someone in disguise, maybe?
Ooh.
No, this is Mutombo. No, that's not him. That's not him. This is a Bucks assistant coach that took the ball.
He must have got it back then.
So what are we mad about?
32 free throws.
We need clarification on that story because obviously Giannis isn't, you know, Giannis knows his assistant coaches. He's not going to go chasing after him like he's going to steal the ball.
Wait, didn't Giannis have like 38 free throws?
I think this is 32. Nate Mitchell. I think this is assistant coach Nate Mitchell. Wow. Okay. So that's interesting. So I also have a clip like of
film. You'll be able to see it on the All-22.
I have a clip of Rick Carlisle talking about why they were pissed. It's like a minute.
NBA point, so we always get the game ball. We were not thinking about Giannis's franchise record. So we grabbed the ball and...
Wait, what did he... what did he start with? Hold on.
It was said that, his first NBA, official NBA point, so...
So one of their guys had a first... So I don't understand what's happening.
I think you just said it.
Now he's saying we wanted the game ball, but it was clearly a Bucks guy who took the ball. Nobody knows. Did this guy Connor Stallions this shit?
What's that mean? Come on.
He was first NBA, official NBA point, so we always get the game ball. We were not thinking about Giannis's franchise record, so we grabbed the ball and couple of minutes later, several of their players ended up in our hallway, and there was a big, I don't know what to call it, a fracas, a melee, whatever. I don't think any punches were landed, but my general manager got elbowed in the ribs by one of their players. And so he certainly has a bruised rib, and who knows, you know, if it's anything more than that. But unfortunate situation. We don't need the official game ball. There's two game balls there. You know, we could have taken the other one, but it didn't need to escalate to that. And so, you know, really just, you know, unfortunate. Third game we played these guys within 2.5-3 weeks. So things are heated with the competition. And, you know, I understand all that, but for it to come into the hallway didn't need to happen that way.
Coffee for Favre says that's a quick diagnosis on a bruised rib.
I'm calling bullshit.
I love that part.
Adam wants to know what the fuck is a kerfuffle.
I think it's kerfluffle.
No, it's kerfuffle.
He said kerfluffle.
Is it fuffle?
No.
Oh, I've been corrected multiple times now.
Yeah, it's kerfuffle.
From it multiple means, directions. Matt,
a little skirmish.
Matt, it's New Orleans.
Ugh.
It's definitely so. Okay, so kerfuffle is a word that is accepted.
It's kerfuffle.
I'm just throwing F's out there at this point. That is a word where it is acceptable to say it incorrectly. What did you say this morning? Sorry, yesterday, whatever it was. Behemoth? What was it?
Behemoth.
Ugh.
You said it in such a strange way that I can't even imagine the way you said it.
I heard it and I just fucking.
What is behemoth?
I almost crashed like my car.
Behemoth character. Is the word, and you were like behemoth or what? Well, I don't know what it was.
Behemoth.
You can go back. I don't know. And,
oh, I didn't say behemoth.
No, you didn't say behemoth. You said something very strange.
You acknowledged
Grant Bills. Grant Bills was fucking losing his shit.
Yes, experiment.
When you said that, also. Yeah.
You guys, I have this innate ability to completely forget everything I say in a show.
And that's okay. And that's okay.
That's a good thing.
I don't remember. Yeah, I'll remember this night as the night that none of my shit worked.
It's New Orleans, by the way.
Thank you. That's what I said in my voicemail. You can play that. It's only like 3 seconds long.
All right. Chris Haynes, who gets all the intel from Dame and Giannis at all times.
Allegedly.
BR sources, initial explanation from one member of Pacers to Bucks players as to why they took the game ball. They wanted to give it to the rookie who scored his first basket. He was the only rookie to register his first point. He made a free throw. Bucks security was able to retrieve the game ball for Giannis Antetokounmpo, sources say. I think one thing we need to realize here, especially around Christmas time, is that these are all just material possessions. And what really matters around this time is the holidays and family. And Giannis...
Are you eating popcorn? What is happening?
Chips.
Are those pork rinds? What are you
eat doing? One. Eat a fucking chip, Matt.
Put it together.
Eat the worst.
Mute your mic.
That sounded like a terrible chip. What?
They're not good. I think I got these at Woodman's, but they're Lay's.
Is this a bit? Are you doing a bit?
They're Woodman's Lay's.
Is this a bit?
Oh, off-brand Lay's. Come on, you gotta.
Matt, was that you that called it Woodman's?
Oh.
But I got them at Woodman's, so they're worse.
Those are goated.
They are worse.
Matt, was it you that talked about Woodman's? And the also worst right of people the in the world.
Where the microphone would have been. I realized that as I was reaching into the...
On topic, Bart, your take that groceries aren't expensive, trash take.
My wife does the shopping. I don't know. What, okay. It's a banana. What can it cost?
You misogynistic pig.
Good one, Bart.
$10?
Nice.
No, but I'm a deal hunter. Do I need to help you guys out? Here's the following apps on my phone to help me save money that I have referral codes for. Ibotta, Fetch, Receipt Pal, Pogo, Coin Out, Inbox Dollars, Shopkick, Checkout 51.
You're making up some of these.
Anybody want any of these apps?
Half of those were made
up. Bart, time out. Could you, like, when you have a little piece of paper that has, like, a deal on it and you hand it to the cashier, what is that called?
A coupon.
Oh, you did it. Nice. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Nailed it.
But I like sometimes when
in newspapers. Don't even say the other way. I don't even want to hear it.
But in newspapers, when they just say, like, today's, and they put a big Q and put Q-Ponds.
Who does that?
No one.
An action advertiser used to do it. Tech knows.
I don't know.
We almost made it through without saying it.
I know action advertiser.
I wanted to make a point about Lillard before Game Ball Gate took over. I just want to see him be more aggressive with the ball in his hand. That's what we brought
Stop it.
That's what we brought you in for. We didn't bring you in to defer. Like, we want you to take those shots and come off the dribble and shoot. And, like, you are here to score the ball, so do it.
I thought I'm kind of mad that Dame let those kids' nights down, because you know they were counting for 30. And then even in the fourth quarter when Dame had the chance to shoot more, he was passing it.
I think the kids will be okay getting to see Giannis score 64. That's a good
Giannis scored 64, but they were promised 30. You know what else I don't like? I don't like any Middleton trade talk, and I don't like any talk about Dame looking sad.
Just an observation. It's more of a comment, really.
All right, I need to know who puts something in the microwave right now. I heard a microwave sound.
My wife just asked if Tack was drunk. I think that's just his voice.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
I just mumble. I mumble.
No. Yeah, well, I'm not
drunk. Liquor bottles in the back don't help, and your headphones are on crooked, and you're wearing a hat inside, like you're.
So sort
of, you know what I'm drinking a water from? This is from our tailgate.
I would like to address those points.
Oh, you sounded drunk then, just now.
So, bottles are where we keep our bottles. Drink. Sure.
Is there anything left in those bottles?
Mm-hmm. I can take you over there if you'd like. The headphones are, I have one ear open.
Are you mixing a set right now?
Pardon?
Are you mixing a set right now?
What do you
need to hear your monitors?
Oh, no. I'm not mixing anything. But if I have two young children, I have a 4 and a 5-year-old. So if they make any noise, I need a free ear here. So I have one here.
I like the strategy. Did you say a 5 and a 4-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you just banged them right out one after the other and you're done.
Oh, yeah. They're 16 months apart.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy this, like, last year, Tack, because this is the point where everything starts to fucking suck. So,
it already sucks.
Yeah, it's only going to get worse.
Tonight was so bad. I can't even. Pardon?
Bedtime?
Dinner just time? Like 5 to 8 p.m. was bad.
Oh, that's the zone. 5 to 8, the mayhem zone.
We call it the witching hour.
Yeah. The 7 to 8.
It's the witching 3 hours.
Yeah. It's the last hour before bedtime that just goes crazy.
All right, a couple comments I wanted to read.
Giannis had 64 points tonight.
Well, I do want to read some comments.
He's okay.
This comment is from Bart. He says, "Do Tupelo." Oh, that's right. Tupelo Honey has a deal where if you put Bart Winkler Show in the notes of your reservation, you get 20% off your meal. We did this in November. It was extended through December. Now, what's also happening is if you make this reservation starting Friday from the 15th to the 24th, when they do have a Christmas Eve brunch and they're closed on Christmas Day, but if you make the reservation and go there whether it's, you know, people for the holidays, you don't want to cook, all the reasons you would go and get some good Southern cooking at Tupelo Honey, downtown Broadway, Clybourne, right next to the Public Market, is that you get 20% off your meal, your food, and you get either a free dessert or appetizer.
Ooh.
Put the Bart Winkler Show in the reservation notes or tell your server, if you happen to just stroll on by, 20% off through the end of December, and then the free apps from Friday or dessert Friday until Christmas Eve. JR asked, not to be a downer, but with points insane these days, is this even a big deal? Over-unders are what All-Star games used to be. Sure, cool, I don't know. Eliza says, yes, it's a big deal, partly because Giannis did this without making a single three. It's a big deal. It's a franchise record. It's 60-plus points. I get you might be fatigued with, like, 30-point games or, oh, a 40-point game. How you know, you see those maybe a little bit more. But anything 50 or up is still going to be celebrated like this. It is rare. 58 was super rare. That was the Bucks record when he set it. Then he came back in up to 64. I mean, this was an all-time performance. This was as good as it gets from Giannis. I love that the point to go to 58, which broke the record. I love that that came on a free throw where Giannis had 32 of them, made 24. So 75% from the line. Quick math. Thank you. 64 point. Thank you. Thank you. 0 of 3 for threes and then 20 of 28 from the field, which is just, it's just bonkers. Another comment here. Jerry wants to know how the gym visit went. I canceled that. No, I went. I went. I went. Not only did I go, not only did I go to a gym to sign up, but I then did a light workout upon, because sometimes it's like signing up is the first battle. No, I stayed there and I did some treadmill. Okay. I did a little bit. And I paid in full for a full year.
What, like 120 bucks?
More than that.
What gym?
There's a gym by my house.
What gym?
It's a chain gym. What does it matter?
Matt, send me Bart's address.
I mean, anybody can
just find it. Just Google
it's Bart. It's Anytime right Fitness. Jesus Christ.
All right.
Jake's gonna why don't you go to Jake's gym, first of all?
No, I might randomly run into you, Bart. We'll see what happens.
Jake's a big guy in the fitness.
Because this gym, I can like actually walk to this gym. Oh, and that's more of a workout. Well, because what I'm gonna do? What am I gonna do if I go to Jake's gym? I'm gonna get in the car. He's gonna work me hard, and then I'm gonna say, "Boy, watch out!" And then I'm gonna say, "Boy, I really work good. I deserve some fast food on the way home.
I really work good,
Bart." What's the further walk? The gym or the daycare?
Daycare's a little bit farther than the gym.
How much?
Like a block.
And you're driving.
No, I walked. Well, what I did drive Tuesday. Walked? I mean, it was cold as fuck.
Question?
Yeah.
So do you work out in the clothes that you go to and from the gym in?
Yes.
Okay.
I would wear the gym clothes to the gym.
Just don't ask him if he showers there, Matt. Please don't. Let's not go down.
No, but I was like well, now, how many people have sex in those showers, you think?
Probably not that many.
Oh.
So one of the gyms I go to. I don't know
what gym you're going to, but at the gyms that I've gone to in the past, which are the whack.
24 hours gyms? You don't think someone's like, hey.
Oh, 24 hour. I don't know about that.
Yeah, then that. I mean, that seems like a meetup spot for nasty nasties.
I can't help you there.
Anyway, anything else, Bucks? Please, Christ.
I feel like it sounds like a meetup spot for dudes.
Anyone.
Yeah,
You seem to know a lot about it.
I walked in the gym bathroom.
It's like a Turkish bathroom.
And I wondered, I wonder if anyone has sex in here.
Maybe that's just your crude mind.
Is that a bad wonder? I wondered. I think that a lot of places. Last time I went to Walmart, I was like,
are wonders not, fucked is by the noun, lettuce. Is a wonder a noun like that?
I wondered.
Mm-hmm. Is that a bad wonder?
I wondered.
Interesting.
Brent says, what will the reaction be if we lose to the Pistons next game?
When is it? Tomorrow?
Are we done? That's Saturday. Are we done hyper-reacting to games? We're feeling good because we beat the Pacers. We beat the Bulls the other night. But we will. Hot take. We will lose a game.
We're done reacting, hyper-reacting to both football and basketball.
No, yeah, I'm still pissed. We will lose about another game.
I think Jake is still pissed.
I'm still livid about that.
What about Craig Council? Fuck that guy.
Oh, Brent, yes, yes. They have a 21-game losing streak. Yeah, we can't fucking lose. I will be pissed.
To whom?
The Pistons. The
Pistons. 21-game losing streak.
Spurs lost their 18th in a row, and the Pistons have lost a shitload in a row.
Wait, the Pistons are currently on a 21-game losing streak?
And the Spurs are on an 18-1.
What?
Popovich has a strategy we've never seen before.
Someone's asking if Giannis getting these points without making a single three is something to be happy about. I don't know what the downside is. It's not like he took 15 threes. He took three
threes.
I'd be
a lot happier if he took zero.
Yeah. It's not a zero.
It's a fun fact and nothing more.
Yeah.
It's all zero threes.
Feel nothing.
It's all good. Spur. Oh my God. Are you fucking with me? We've got the Pistons on Saturday, who are in a long losing streak. We have the Rockets on Sunday night. And then we have the Spurs on Tuesday. And all these games are at home.
Sounds like the Packers schedule. Except, the Bucks will win these games and not fucking choke on their own.
Is that what made you have that reaction?
The reaction I just had?
Yeah, is there something more?
No, I was just stunned that we played the Spurs close to the Pistons. And I thought it was back-to-back until I remembered that they played on Sunday also.
Are they they're all at home, you said?
They're all at home, yes. Cool. We actually played 3.5 straight weeks at home. That would have been the case, but they went to Vegas for a game.
You know what that means, right? Oh, my eyes. Really sorry about that. You know what that means, though, right?
Well, I know they get to sleep in their own bed. What else does it mean?
It means that at some point, Giannis is going to sit one of those games for no reason at all, and some little children are going to have their hearts broken.
Mm.
And some dads are going to be angry because they spent a lot of money on tickets. You want to spend half an hour on that? Let's go.
Why is it going to be dads that are mad?
So who should
414-799.
If you pay for a game and the Bucks don't play Giannis, should the Bucks refund your ticket, or should Giannis be on the hook for that himself?
Oh, Giannis, you got to pay. You got to pay out all the tickets.
No. It's Milwaukee. Just give them one of your. Because
if you change your number, if you change your jersey number, you have to buy the inventory of the old jersey. Did you know that?
That's not real.
It doesn't sound real, but I'm pretty sure it is.
It doesn't sound real, but I just made it up.
No, I just, in the case of, like, you know, you want to go see Giannis and he doesn't play, it's Milwaukee. We're fucking simple people. Give them a, 99-cent t-shirt that they throw out of the cannon and a $13 Coors Light, and they'll be happy as a pig.
If the cannon even works.
Well, I'm saying take it out of the cannon. Just hand it to him.
JR on the YouTube stream says, any UWM talk? Oof, what's up with how bad they are? The Panthers lost tonight to Longwood.
Damn it.
They lost to Longwood. They lost to Green Bay.
What's the record? I'm not going to say Bart Lundy is a bad coach, but they got
Fire Bart.
Yeah. Hey, Brent, he's right. It's why Savage didn't change his number to 21. Because he was 26 and he wanted to change to 21. And they said, no, Darnell, you have to buy all your jerseys.
That is 100% true, at least from what I know, Bart.
wait a minute. How many Darnell Savage jerseys could they have possibly printed? Like, six or seven?
Like, 200 of them.
Like,
200 and 100 a pop? That's $2,000.
I don't know. All I know is the total inventory would be what is at the Panthers Pro Shop. And, no, he gets a discount. Come on. You know he's getting cost. He's not paying retail for that.
Bart's checking right now on his computer.
He's
were you right?
Corey wants to know if anyone's on hook for the Drew jerseys. No, once you're traded.
His wife was.
EJ Maxx is on the hook for those jerseys.
We billed Lauren Holiday. And that's why she wrote that letter.
Yeah, because she got a bill on the way out. She was pissed.
That stupid piece of crap.
Jeffrey says, just throwing it out there, that UW Volleyball is playing in the Final Four tomorrow.
Go get them, boys.
I really planned on doing a live stream for that. But with how the equipment is working tonight, I just don't think I can pull it off.
Okay. Ooh, Bart, I'm sending you an overnight 4K webcam.
Yeah, I just can't pull it off, guys.
Bart, is that another chauvinistic, misogynistic pig comment?
Probably, no. By Bart. No, yeah.
How dare you? How dare you? You're gross.
I'm rooting for them.
What is the Final Four? Is Nebraska in there?
Don't put me on the spot.
Nobody has any idea, Tag.
No, Wisconsin volleyball is serious.
Jeffrey, who do we got?
Yeah, give me the deets, Jeffrey. Give me the bracket, the spread.
Jake's
because Nebraska volleyball is like the top of the top.
Dry tortillas.
Oh, they sold out the stadium. Yeah. Who, they Nebraska? Have Texas. Wisconsin is Texas.
So does that they play Texas?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but Nebraska is the number two seed. That's my assumption.
I just want to point out, I started to talk Packers and then this happened. So my conscience is clean on this.
Oh, if we're going to, I do want to just bring up some Packers points, if I may.
I would love
to. Men's volleyball is much better Packers than women's volleyball. It's ridiculous.
I thought this account, Bay of Cheese, had a nice tweet. Joe Barry's defense in fourth quarter clutch situations in 2023. Week two, game-winning field goal drive by the other team. Week three, they got a stop, saved by a missed field goal. Week five, go-ahead touchdown drive by the other team. Week seven, go-ahead field goal drive. Week 11, got a stop, saved by a drop. Week 13, stop, saved by no pass interference. Week 14, game-winning field goal drive. Joe Barry sucks. Well, and now Matt LaFleur is trying to be all, like, mad at him in the press conference. One thing you should do is just fire him then, if you're going to be mad at him.
Here's what I don't get. Yes, Joe Barry sucks, but we knew that. I have a big issue with Joe Barry, but my bigger issue from Sunday night was you have to be able to put up more points than what you did. And like, how are you just from game to game to look from the way they looked against Kansas City to then the way they looked against the Giants? It doesn't make sense to me. And I mentioned it in my voicemail. I don't know if it's going to get played or not, but you guys carried LaFleur's water when you were talking about him. He called a shitty game. He had a stupid challenge in the first half. Like, I don't – watching this guy coach, he may have all the knowledge in the world, but his in-game coaching leaves me pining for the days of Mike McCarthy. That's how bad it is.
Peter Bukowski said he's one of the top five coaches he'd take to start a franchise.
That's Pete for you. He got the engagement he was so desperately seeking, I'm sure.
Stalas Tom says, don't forget to watch Minister of Defense 30 for 30 tonight on Reggie White. I'm not a big documentary guy. I have a hard time getting into him, but
I'm not a big Reggie White guy.
Interesting.
What happened to that money for the church?
Yeah, amongst other things.
Yeah, I heard.
What?
Brett Favre got interrogated for like 10 hours today or yesterday.
Yeah, and some
other about thing. The Mississippi thing, yeah. the misappropriated funds,
allegedly,
allegedly,
but totally. close.
Dame broke Dame's fifth place all time on the 3-point shot made list.
That was cool. I always think when I see Ray Allen's name come up and stuff like this, imagine Ray Allen playing in today's game with the green light to just shoot threes whenever the hell he wanted. Like, he would have an untouchable record if that was the case.
Oh, Ray Allen would tops to the tops.
I mean, Steph Curry is a better shooter than Ray Allen was.
Is that factually correct?
I mean, just looking at them shooting, seeing the shots, and yeah.
But, like, statistically, is that right?
I don't know.
So it's your opinion.
I don't care.
That is actually a good question.
Will Draymond be back? I don't know. Will Draymond be back from suspension before the Bucks play in Golden State on March 6th?
No. Kick him out for the season. Make an example.
Agreed. Season. Kick him.
Kick him out. Lifetime ban.
Ooh.
I'm so sick of Draymond Green.
So he's not playing basketball anymore. Like, he's literally just trying to hurt people. They have to make an example.
But I do like that every Draymond occurrence, there is enough wiggle room.
No.
What? Listen, no. Finish sentence. As small as it is, for him to get on the podium and say it was not on purpose. Besides, I mean, Gobert, he could say, like, I didn't mean to step on Sabonis. I didn't know he was there. He can say, I didn't mean to punch.
Everybody shoots jump shots and kicks people in the balls on their release. Totally.
Bart, I dislike your Golden State defense and all that. Just,
I'm not defending Draymond.
It seems like you might be.
No, I'm saying that with Draymond, it's like, it's always like he can, if he wants to, be like, what I meant was.
Hey, Bart.
Yes.
What is Brett doing right now?
I don't know.
Well, I mean,
why don't you text him?
His brother.
Tim?
Who is, no, Bart's brother is.
Where's Tim Shea right now?
I have a brother that works for the Warriors. Everyone knows that.
He doesn't work for the Warriors. He's the PR director for the Warriors. What is he doing right now about Draymond Green?
He's texting me and saying, go on your podcast and defend him tonight. Yeah. Just kidding. Joke.
Hey, speaking of brothers, if you get a chance, go back and look at Thanasis' reaction to Giannis getting thrown to the floor. It was phenomenal.
That's what I was trying to say a long time ago. I was trying to say the ball that he scored the points with, material item. What Giannis should be happy about, especially around Christmas time, is that his family member was like, hold me back. In that moment, that's what.
Oh, that wasn't even like hold me back. That was like somebody grab him. He went primal. It was great.
All right, we're wrapping up tonight's show because you need time to go to Splash Sports and sign up for my pick'em pool, of which 17 people have done. So this is going to be some hell of a contest.
$3.21 short on my bank or my. My Splash Sports account. I don't know how that's possible.
That's just tough. Nobody watches those games, Bart.
Was 22 much that I've done 10?
Maybe 5.
That's
Bart, send me the link. I will sign up and choose.
I don't know if I would have done it for free, Bart, to be honest with you. Like, I don't want to sit down and look at all these games. Like,
and I'm just done with college football, so.
Well, you don't care.
I don't blame you for that one. That's
Click a box.
Tech, you know what I did tonight?
I love to hear it.
So we were in the same guillotine league together, and I'm still alive.
Surprised. I'm so surprised you said that correctly.
Guillotine. We were in the same guillotine league together. And every week you can spend money for free agents of the teams that lose their players and lose their team.
Until week 14.
Yes. Hold on. Mm-hmm. That's the kicker. Because what happened?
I know the rules.
Because what happened was, all these guys were. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So you can pick guys up until the very, very end. Then you can't keep picking guys up. Otherwise, everyone's team is, you know, insane. So at 6 o'clock, I'm refreshing at 6 o'clock. I'm refreshing, refreshing, refreshing. I did this for an hour. My son had to go to the bathroom and I had to help him wipe. And in between wipes, I'm refreshing. And then I realized an hour later, you can't pick up guys.
Yeah.
So I spent an hour of my life doing that tonight.
I listened to the Paul Charshian podcast.
Yeah.
He's like the gazing guy. And he reiterates it every week. Week 14. No more.
See, this is why I can't do fantasy football anymore, because it ruined the enjoyment of football for me. Like,
no. Well, guillotine leagues are fun. Talk to Bart. Jake, talk to Bart about guillotine leagues.
No, literally what happened is, like, I was in, like, three leagues, and they were all pretty high stakes. And I would sit there every Sunday and just be a grouchy piece of garbage.
That's why you have to join
looking at stats and like just
that's why you have to join people. 10 of them, because then you start to manage them different. If you're just in three leagues, you're watching these games and you're like, oh, I need this guy in this, but not in this. And then you get hyper crazy about it. If you join 10, then you can just set your lineups, watch the games, be aware who you have, and then check them later.
Oh, yeah, I don't do any of that. I fucking set my lineups on Sunday morning and then I just watch football and have fun. And then on Monday afternoon, I look at my standings. Like, what?
I just hate losing. What's the point?
All right. I'm wrapping up the show.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.